Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some health science and technology stories. Callers keep flooding 988, the Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Helpline. Health gadgets are among the items at this year's CES show in Las Vegas. And there are new recommendations regarding childhood obesity. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Callers keep flooding the new 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline. If you're experiencing a mental health crisis, know that you are not alone. In the 6 months since its July launch, the 24-hour 988 Mental Health and Suicide Helpline, created with funding and support from Congress, has received over 2 million calls, texts, and chat messages. The 988 number was designed to be as easy to remember as 911. Health and Human Services say the volume of calls is beyond what was anticipated. There's now a pilot line dedicated to LGBTQ youth and 7 centers answering calls in Spanish. But long-term funding for the helpline is in jeopardy. The National Alliance on Mental Health Illness says fewer than 20 states have actually passed legislation to permanently fund their line, saying lives depend on it. Ohio's Suicide Prevention Foundation is among the advocates pushing for a fee to be tacked on to cell phone bills. I'm Jennifer King.
At CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, the big trend this year is health-related gadgets. There are gadgets for every part of the home, including the toilet.
This is the first hands-free home urine lab.
The gadget by Elizabeth Colion's company, Withings, is called U-Scan. It's a miniaturized lab that fits in a toilet.
Urine actually has over 3,000 metabolites, so a wealth of information that today typically is not used very much. Because it's very difficult. Most people do not like to go and have a urinalysis.
A starter kit cost about $500. Gail Constanson's company, Codacy's product, is iVirtual, a 30-second video selfie analysis.
We are looking at the skin of the face, and we see the blood moving through the skin. So it's signal analysis.
The analysis is conducted in the cloud, and an app gives you info including heart rate, respiratory rate, and stress level. I'm Ed Donahue.
New guidelines for children wrestling with obesity.
The new guidelines say waiting to see if children outgrow their obesity can only worsen the problem and lead to lifelong health problems such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression. For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics is setting ages at which young people should be offered medical treatment such as drugs and surgery, in addition to intensive diet, exercise, and other approaches. The guidance says doctors should offer obese young people 12 and older appropriate drugs, and teens 13 and older with severe obesity should be referred for weight loss surgery on a case-by-case basis. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Reports of new cases of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, are down to a trickle in the U.S. Health officials are shutting down emergency mobilizations.
We had our peak of Mpox of over 400 cases in August.
The threat of Mpox seems to have virtually disappeared from the public consciousness. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there are a number of reasons for this.
We had a lot of education that was getting out there, both to providers who could educate their patients and who knew what to look for, knew what to test for, but also to patients and to community members who started to learn that this was out there and that they needed to do things to keep themselves safe.
There's also a vaccine, and past research suggests there may be limits in how many times monkeypox virus will spread from person to person. Mpox is a rare disease, mostly among men who have sex with men, caused by infection with a virus that's in the same family as the one that causes smallpox. Russia will send up a new capsule next month to bring back 3 space station crew members whose original ride home was damaged by a tiny meteoroid. The 2 Russians and 1 American will stay several extra months at the International Space Station as a result of the capsule switch, possibly pushing their mission to close to a year. The number of traffic deaths fell in the first 9 months of last year, but pedestrian and cyclist deaths continue to rise.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that nearly 32,000 people were killed in crashes from January through September last year. That's down 0.2% from the same period of 2021. The agency also estimates that fatalities dropped slightly in the third quarter of the year, the second straight quarterly decline after seven quarters of year-over-year increases. Fatalities began to rise 2 years ago when roads were largely empty due to stay-at-home orders in many states with less traffic. Speeds increased, as did reckless and impaired driving, according to authorities. I'm Julie Walker.
Safety regulators took notice of a tweet from Elon Musk indicating Tesla might allow some owners testing a full self-driving system to disable an alert to keep their hands on the steering wheel. Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.